Strange Adventure. Inspector Jonathan Hawk and Sergeant Cassidy pushed through the crowd around the dead man that had just been pulled from the still waters of Elk River. The face was battered beyond recognition, and the condition of the flesh showed that the body had been in the water for several days. The inspector approached a policeman who was trying to keep back the mob.
Say, officer, tell me, have arrangements been made to take the body to the morgue?
Before the officer could nod in the affirmative, a bearded man stepped forward.
I say, you don't have to take him to the morgue. Have the body taken to the Bradshaw mortuary.
Inspector Hawk stared at the intruder.
Take it to the mortuary?
Yes.
That can't be done until it is identified.
Oh, I can do that.
The body is, or rather was, Carl Sharper. I'm his brother George from Kansas. The inspector paused, mentally reviewing what he knew of the victim. Carl Sharper was an underworld leader who had amassed an illegal fortune, but so far had evaded the law. Recently, however, the police had uncovered new evidence and were preparing to arrest him. The inspector again faced the bearded man.
I see your brother.
Yes.
I didn't know he had a brother.
Oh, very few people did. Our lives were completely different.
I see. Tell me, when did you come here?
Oh, about a week ago. That was immediately after I'd heard that he had disappeared.
Do you know who will get his fortune?
Oh, I will. I'm his only living relative, and he left no will.
What do you think happened?
Well, I really believe that he double-crossed someone in his crooked dealings, and that person got revenge. See, they disfigured the face so identification would be difficult, hoping to tangle the trail leading to the murderer.
That is very interesting. But I'm afraid it will convince no one. I shall have to book you for murder. But not for the murder of Carl Sharper. You are Carl Sharper.
The bearded man glared at Inspector Hawk.
I never heard anything so absurd as you claiming I'm the dead man.
You gave yourself away. You identified the disfigured body with scarcely a glance.
Well, if you're so wise, who is the body?
I don't know yet. Probably some homeless tramp about your size. But by posing as your own brother and identifying the body as yourself, you would inherit your own ill-gotten fortune. And how, for instance, could a brother so long separated know that Carl Sharper left no will? And that beard isn't much protection. After a trip to a barber shop, there are plenty of people who will identify you. From then on, I can dig up plenty of evidence.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Big Blast, our next tale of Strange Adventure.